give me the opportunity to discuss these matters, I am considering the, with you here. It's a very fine thing. I am from a group of quantum filter finite temperature application, but the reason why my field is not phenomenology. Mainly, but we started to be motivated by the application of quantum filter in QCD, and this is the motivation. I changed a little the title of the lecture because this is the most interesting things I can consider that can be discussed in this sense. The overview is the following. Well, first, we will repeat almost the same resume that I made last year about the motivation of these words, you know? And this will be transparent, white transparency, reflecting that this is the same resume that before, in which we will present our heuristic motivation for considering this problem. And second, the derivation, and we continue the main point, which is a derivation of a simple functional integral expression for the generating functional of the Green function for a system having a quantum condensate, which improves the previous discussion in the sense that there we had some propagator, free propagator having delta function, which is created difficulties in the evaluation. The evaluation were more complex, and in this case, we think that this gives a kind of methodology for considering quantum condensates of fermions. In this sense, so your critique will be fine, in order because we are exploring this point. Then the expansion is applied to calculation of two loop approximation for the vacuum energy in order to explore the possibility of a generation of these condensates in the vacuum on this. And after that, we will consider also in the simplest approximation, in the ladder approximation for the 2-point Green function in the top quark anti-quark channel, we will consider the evaluation of the ladder approximation for the Green function in order to see the spectrum of excitations, no, in the this quark anti-quark channels, and this sense in which we yet not incorporate the gluon kernel in the beta Zapata equation because it's more complex, no, but we want to see what the spectrum of continuous excitation arises here. And the fourth, we consider the summary and possible extension of the work. Then this is the resume, no? The main motivation was I was started is in the is the problem of the quark masses, which is an unsolved problem in particle physics, which is the give an explanation for this curious spectrum of masses, which is shown in the picture. And this the perturbative expansion in QCD give good result both for high energies, and there is difficulties in considering lower energies than the nuclear ones, and by the reason is QCD is recognized to need to be investigated more deep. The same in previous work we have started a study about a modification of the perturbation expansion of QCD, the use of perturbation expansion, and this are the previous work which we will consider. And the general motivation I started is that the massless QCD you have no mass, and there is you have no scale, no, in the theory, and also you have the strongest of the interaction. No, in this sense, it's not clear or to what point a condensation could occur. For example, no, a condensation in superconductivity usual is produced by the phonons, and the interaction is weak. In this case, but in this case, you have the strongest of the interaction, and you have no mass scale. But the reason is interesting to explore the possibility for the generation of large quark condensate. This is not a commonly today accepted possibility, but we got some, we will show some initial results which suggest that it's not crossed this way in this case. But historically, really, the motivation started from the previous activity in chromomagnetic Sabidi model, which was the first model in which we the confinement was clearly seen by Kapusta and others, but which lacks the good invariance properties, lost rotational invariance and color invariance. And this sense, we started this study searching for this because we were calculating in finite temperatures a bit more long time ago. And this one of the expectations is that something that this can occur, for example, that the approach is correct, that for example, some a kind of top condensate model could serve as the effective action for the mass QCD. This is a very, you know, a question mark point. And this, and the role of the Higgs could be the top quark condensates have been already discussed in this Bardeen and others theory of top condensate models. And the gluon condensate could be related with the low energy over in the after the breaking of symmetry generate this quark condensate in this case. Then the suspicion then comes that the sort of the fringe approach or democratic symmetry approach long time ago argued by him, in which he argued that if there is a large mass to be generated, all the other masses appear perturbatively. And also he argued that the spectrum of masses has a very close connection with the some characteristic of the spectrum in superconductivity system. Seems perhaps to be very close related with this approach to this, it is shown to be a correct one in this sense. And in this picture, as perhaps Fritsch has suggested, the top appears will appear the large condensate, and after the other will get masses. No, for example, by perturbation theory, and for example, the leptons having no strong interaction with the quarks will get the masses having the similar characteristic, both through only electromagnetic interaction. And the neutrino, which have even more lower energy, weak interaction, to get in the another step the mass. This is a kind of expectation that could be, no, in this sense. Then the previous calculation that were suggesting also that something can be done is the following. For example, in this with these propagators having delta functions, no? Points that is important then to consider. That, for example, the connection with superconductivity comes from the way in which we constructed the ground state. For example, we constructed the ground state creating a kind of exquisite state, which is a exponential of pairs or creation operators at a very small momentum, no, in order to not to break Lorentz invariance by the small momentum, and requiring the linear combination of the fields to be a better state invariant expression, in order that to the state will be a physical one in the free approximation, in the free approximation. Then, using this and then connecting the direction for constructing the weak expansion, then we got the same the same expansion with the same Feynman propagator, but with additions proportional to these delta functions. In the case of blue, representing this propagator, you see, addition to a propagator, it's the same theory, but with additional propagator, we have this delta function structure. See, we can we full fixing the constant in order to get at the trick operator in this way and not loading invariant, which was the initial motivation in considering not the generalization of the Sabido model as in this sense. And after that, also we consider the fermion in the same way for massless fermion. No, you can condensate a lot of mass, almost massless, say very small momentum and fermions for getting a condensate. No, it seems it has been argued before. And we then also, after connecting the considering the weak expansion, then we were able to determine this form for the propagator in which you don't lose Lorentz invariance. In this case, this is the main. Is it?
Sorry, the delta p. Which p is that? It's not p squared, right?
What?
Delta p. What p is it? Is it the momentum?
Ah, momentum. Yes, is it at zero momentum?
It's just the spatial momentum.
No. For a moment.
It's all. So it's like a delta 4.
Like delta 4. Is it? Okay. It's in zero momentum. Is it rules of zero momentum were used for this construction. You see, the p is a very small momentum, which was taken in the limit p equal to zero for getting this, no? And also the same for the fermion propagator. Then after using this propagator in the simplest approximation for the homogeneous leader Dyson equation, then you get this simple equation. And then in it, for example, when we can also use this propagator for calculating the mean value of the of the gluon Lagrangian, which is then expressed in terms of the constant C appearing there, and then using a value estimated in the sum rules approach for g squared cooking constant by g squared, then we got this expression for a constant C. And in this point, for example, the interesting point comes physically in this sense that, for example, we first solve this equation assuming that the gluon condensation is zero. See, the gluon condensation was assumed zero here, and this is the quark condensation. And then, for example, it seems that directly you can fix the constant C, defining the condensate in order to reproduce the C quark masses. This is not. Perhaps not so interesting, but you can do this. But the interesting point comes that when you use this value for C, and then you solve the same equation but including N, then you could got for the likewise quark masses exactly one third of the proton mass, this is giving a kind of explanation of the constituent quark masses, no, in the picture. These are the main motivation. Then the question is displaced to the point in important point, that is, to what point these condensate values are generated, dynamically generated or not in the theory. No, this is the main point which motivated the present work of. Then we pass now to the new consideration in the work. In a previous work, because these additional sources are quadratic forms in this propagator, additional propagators in the expansion for zeta are quadratic form in the sources. No, then we because the exponential of this quadratic form is a Gaussian, we introduce an auxiliary field in order to express this exponential as linear function in the sources. And then in this work, then we extracted by functional operation this linear term in the source from the integral, and we got a functional integral, no, in which this is the zeta zero, with the fair of the generated function, which is the free functional, no, and the exact functional was obtained in this in that work, only different from this in the action of the exponential of the vertices of the usual massless theory, which are not here important in this case. I see acting on the exponential of these vertices terms expressed in the functional derivative, we can get the exact functional. But the important We only wrote the free part in this. But after the exponential in the source were extracted from the functional integral, which led to this kind of Cooper terms with the auxiliary field representing the sources as Gaussians, and the gluon field, no, in this case, and the fermion field. In this case, these two basic terms. This is the only difference in this function. This functional integral can be considered also, but it's more cumbersome because you have links between fermions and gluons, and it's more complicated. And then we decided to consider, in this case, the absence of gluon condensation. And the important point in this to note is that we lost in the previous work the possibility of further advancing in this simple case of presence of quark condensates, because this is a quadratic form in this auxiliary field, and then the Gaussian integral can be directly performed. This is what is done in this paper, is advanced a little with respect to that one, in the sense that after integrating all these auxiliary fields, which are not appearing in the vertex, you can get a better formula in which the delta functions are not appearing. This is the basic point. Then we find in the extrema of this action with respect to the auxiliary fields, he and you. No, and these fields are really not fields in the sense that they are constant. They have spin and color indices, but they have not spatial dependence. They were usually also to express the condensate dependent part of the sources, which due to the delta functions are not makes that is are simply exponential of a square of a number, but not a really integral. But this is indeed, they don't appear, it was not needed to express them as a field, but only as a constant. Then, finding the extrema, we and substituting the functional integral by using this, you know, keeping the same rule, then we got this simple, this expression for this theta zero, in which this new four leg vertices appear. This is the appearance of the vector. The most simple one is this, in which this can be considered as a vector in the spinor and color indices, and A in the algebra are considered as a matrices with indices, spinor and color, and this this way. And these separated coordinates are integrated in this sense. This is the, for us, motivating expression of the action, because now getting this expression and acting over the source terms, we were added at the beginning with the part of the action associated to the vertex. This part of the action adds to this expression to the free part, and then you can argue that you have the functional integral, which is the original Maxwell QCD functional integral, with this additional vertex which previously mentioned, in which now, in spite of having this propagator, having delta functions, now you have now only a new vertex without this special green function. And the action is the same action of the Maxwell QCD, ready for clarity. This is the usual action, no, with all the term plus this additional term. This is the main point. Of the work. At this point, then we can also digress in the sense that we have used only one condensate, but if we can also work from the beginning with a matrix of condensates, and we could have obtained, it seems easily to obtain. So, in place of this expression, what you hear, a linear combination, no? Or all flowers and weak indices, no? That could be a general formulation, and that after we will discuss, suggest that perhaps you can Yukawa, representative Yukawa terms and others, Kobayashi Maskawa Matis in this sense. But after, we'll see this. Second place, then we consider the evaluation of the second order in the coupling contribution, I see the true contribution to the vacuum energy in order to see up to what point the condensate is generated dynamically. And this sense, and when you consider this set of diagrams, which are the same diagrams as in the massless QCD, but in which we have considered here the ladder approximation for the gluon and quark diagrams, no, in order to get a sort of dimensional transmutation, as in getting propagator which are now have masses included in them, no, to get sense to the calculation. Is it this? These are insertion of this condensate, only of the condensate dependent propagators. This is a ladder approximation in the quark, for example, using the this self energy correction, which is the one loop one in terms of the new vertex, you know? And this for gluons, because the one loop for gluons vanish because the vertex eliminates a gamma function, then you need to correct to consider two corrections, this two loop correction, but which in fact are not two loop correction because the delta function, let's say the separate argument of the delta function appearing here eliminates the two integrals. This is a simple calculation, no, of a trace or some matrix in this sense. And this is what uses the ladder approximation inserting with the between the free propagators to produce this this a ladder approximation for propagator. These points are the counter-term vertex of the usual theory, and this using the convention of Muta book and these things. And this is basically. Then the expression for this insertion of the vertex is a simpler one because it's not needed the integration of mentioned. And the for P minimum also the expression is more cumbersome of this form. Also without integration for the polarization operator in such. Then after some of the geometric series of the ladder approximation, then we got with this dressed fermion propagator in which we can see that, for example, there is only one mass p squared singularity at positive values equal to the square root of cube root of s in this case, what we call the quark mass in this sense, because this is the only positive root or root of p squared of the propagator. And for the gluon, you get this sum of three terms, d1, with d1 is simply the free propagator plus this term. We have the same structure as the free propagator in the Feynman engaged, and this is a longitudinal contribution. This term is one tenth of this, and we will after use this approximation. Then we can attempt to calculate all, but here, because you have only one parameter, all this, if an expression is finite, you can argue by dimensional argue that the result is proportional to n to the fourth power. Then the leading term determining the how the potential behaves are the logarithmic term that appears when you renormalize in this sense. By the reason we can consider only the evaluation of the leading logarithmic terms in the expansion, which will determine if the potential generates, you know, has a behavior or another in this sense. By this reason, the only terms there in which we can, in which divergence appears are these diagrams in which you can separate, express all the propagators there as the free part plus the condensate dependent part. And in this expansion of the propagator, only these terms have divergence in this sense. This term corresponds to the Dressel propagator contracted with a quark loop contribution to the polarization operator, a massless QCD. This second is associated with the contraction of the gluon with the gluon contribution, and this with the Gauss contribution, and this is the contraction of the Dresser operator with the mass self energy of the quark in this, and these are the two contact terms in this case. And then for this expression, we can draw this log as mentioned it. This is the Dresser propagator with P, and this, and the integral over the one loop is can be evaluated. No, with this can be evaluated directly, as in the book of Mutter, for example. And then we this is for the gluon contribution they mentioned before, and the similar way. This is a expression of the usual massless polarization operator, and this is the immediate result. And this for the Gauss, we get this kind of similar formula, and for the summation of the Gauss and gluon, then we get this usual formula in which the transversal part is here appearing, which is able to eliminate this term, which were not explicitly wrote here, because they are proportional to the longitudinal part of the propagator, and this is the these terms in this. For the quark loop, also a similar expression can be found, and this can be written for the counter term expression using the values in usual QCD, in the Mutter book, for example, and the same. And then after that, we simply evaluated the vacuum potential. In what sense the vacuum potential? We really evaluated it in Euclidean space. That means we make an Euclidean substitution. So we consider Q0 equal to EP4, but we don't consider it. That means that we are considering the thermodynamic potential. Is it in Euclidean case? Our integral is the integral given the thermodynamic potential, but not the vacuum action in the Minkowski space. In order to be this function equivalent on the rotation in Minkowski space, or interpreted as the formation of control path, you should not round singularities that contribute with imaginary parts, which reflect, for example, that the state is unstable. In this case, the state can be unstable in a good fashion, in the sense that that if really the system needs not one condensate but various condensates, it's natural that the system with one condensate could be unstable. But the reason we don't consider this in this first study of the behavior of the real part of the thermodynamic potential. This is the clarification. We don't, and then we can calculate this for the sum of the quark and the content term and the quark contribution, and this was written in this form in order that to remark that in the limits d equal to 4, then this the usual content term cancels the divergence of this new contribution, you get a finite result. And after this Euclidean substitution, let's score, then we can evaluate the real part of the thermodynamic potential by this simple integral, which gives the logarithmic contribution we mentioned, which on the quark mass in this case. Similarly, we done for the gluons and quarks in gluons, in which after adding the Gauss part, the gluon part, and and the content terms, also the infinity cancel, and we got this formula for the logarithmic contribution on this sense. And finally, for the fermion self-energy term associated, we got this limit for the thermodynamic potential. After adding the three contributions, then we got the full logarithmic contribution. We have this appearance and then shown that the system generates dynamically a condensate, but that is not bonded from below in this approximation, in this sense. This is both, and let's support the idea that you have a condensation, no? And we need now to go here. Notice that we are considered a two loop approximation, and appear only a logarithm, because the square logarithm were canceled because only appeared in the usual mass exclusivity limit, in which there is no mass parameter, and this term cancels. But then in the next loop correction, they should appear square logarithm terms. A square logarithm term will dominate, and if they have the correct sign, they could be a minima in the potential, then stabilizing a point in this sense. No, this is the situation of now. Then, after this, in all, we consider also the evaluation of the two point Green functions in the quark anti-quark channel by contracting the getting the color combination here, contracting the color index and the spin index here for considering this channel, no, Paul Sinclair channel. And this is the a general contribution to the ladder approximation. I see the ladder approximation is a sum of these terms like this, and which you insert this contribution each time more. One more, no, in order to sum here. This we are considered, and then for the insertion, you get this formula. And the fact that you contracted the indices color and spin here leads to the equalization of these two indices here and these two indices here. And these expressions, which express this as a delta function and also the metric here, allows to argue that all the internal index contracts also, and then you can easily evaluate the hermetic series. And this is when you contract here, you get this structure for the Lorentz, and this will contract the other terms, no? And then you get the formal structure for the Green function to evaluate. Is it a function of the momentum divided by this function, in which T is this function of the moment. And then the condition from the singularities of the T functions have this expression. This we here we can define center of mass and relative momentum values to express this in another different from form in terms of these quantities. And then by selecting the reference frame in order that this will be proper mass and these two new parameters for the relative moment, then we can plot here the spectrum of singularities of this equation of the Green function. This in this spectrum we see that there is here a threshold of nearly two the mass of the quark value, which in some sense is saying that it's not breaking the real situation in which the people have detected the top, no, generation of top of the two mass of the top, in this case, and here we get another spectrum of continuum but at a higher value of 4.8 the mass of the top. The expectation is that having here the kernel of the gluon interaction in the vector separator equation to this kernel considered, then we can get a bond state, no, reflecting a kind of predicted top anti-top bond state in this situation. This is a point I am not really clear from the experimental side. No, I search about the, there is not yet indication of the top anti-top meson or there is. There is no.
The line would have been that the finding forces take place at a distance that's very large compared to the spacing between the top and the top quark at the case, or does the chance of field was
stronger? Possible that no, they it will not appear, no, by this, I don't know, this is, no, this is only a remark here. We only get this point.
Do you remember that this is the
doctor? No, no, no. No, this is a spectrum, like a continuous spectrum. In this sense, it's starting at 2 MP. No? We were wondering if after adding the bond interaction of the room kernel in the Bethe-Zapeter equation, some could appear some bond state. But perhaps, we don't know, is it perhaps it appeared, or perhaps after properly calculating the lifetime is very small, I don't know. It's only, I was only mentioning the possibility of further extending this study. This is only a continuous spectrum of this, which is starting in the 2 MP, which is, can be the same threshold in which they started to detect the top, no? In this sense, it seems to us that there is no radical contradiction with the experience in this sense, no? No, no, no. Here we have not considered the kernel of the gluon interaction.
Is it
this is the continuous excitation. It's a function of transversal momentum. It's like in a metal that you have a continuous of excitation. This is Q Q inversa M over Q. It's Q is the support that we fix at the top mass. No? This is the mass of excitation. And they say that there is a continuous of excitation here starting in two top quark masses.
So it's the momentum on the x, so the mass, so there's an energy axis and then two momentum.
Yes, this is M over M cubed.
Right.
And these are the components, spatial components of the momentum, relative momentum. Of this, but this is not a Bethe-Zapeter equation. It's only a relation saying that that the Green function has singularities. No, in order to see the real solution of the Bethe-Zapeter equation, we need to write the Bethe-Zapeter equation. This is only a detection of the where are the singularities of this contribution to the Green function. We have not included the standard kernel of interaction of the gluon interaction between the quarks. This is only a condensed dependent contribution to the free spectrum of free pairs of quarks. No, see, the Green function, accepting that the singularity of the Green function gives the spectrum of what this gives is that there is a continuous of excitation. Like the quark experiment in which they detect the quark when over the 2 M threshold, no? Two mass of the quark threshold for the energy.
So there's a continuum of bond states, is that what you're saying?
Not the continuum of bond state, but perhaps when you have the equation for bond state and Nash, you have also the pair of free excitation is also a solution of the.
So, is the point that you would have if you were running the resonance for creating the particles, because there's some other way of having energy in the system?
In this case, it's like, for example, you consider the Bethe-Zapeter equation, but without interaction kernel. No, in this case, the solution of the equation are just two free particles. No, in this sense.
Is that what you're saying here? Just two free particles?
This is because here we're
not just two free particles.
Yes, because we are not considering the bonding interaction.
This is just the particle interacting
with the condensate. The particle interacting with the condensate are consistent. What this says is that singularities appearing by this action of this condensate are consistent with the continuous of excitation appears at two top quarks in this sense, no?
Is it Lorentz Baryon?
Lorentz Baryon, yes.
It is, it's just as working in the rest frame once.
Ah, yes, it's in the reference. You can select the very reference.
You could have plotted p squared q squared p dot q.
But it comes to know, you remember in your, one of your other slides, you, the propagator has a zero dimensional piece in it. But the 1 point function is null, I guess. Is that the idea?
What?
The concept that comes into your equation is because your propagators have a contribution of zero dimension, which is not zero.
Uh-huh. This was in the original version, in which you have a delta function. But after making this transformation of the functional integral, we got only a vertex, a new vertex, which no was. Is it this was reorganized the series in the sense that now what appears are vertex, in which the free massless propagators appear. But zooming over this vertex, you can get a propagator will have masses included. Is it scale included?
If it's to be Lorentz invariant, and if they're really non-linear reactive, then the only effect of the condensate could be to change the masses.
Uh-huh, very good, very good, very good.
Is that all that this says?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's only this is all, but I am not making a prediction. It's only sample calculation.
This complicated formula, all it does in the end is
exactly
the same.
Yes, because it was only
a different things.
Yes, in the sense that what we attempted was to use the function to calculate the simplest thing in this case, because the better separator equation was more involved than this, more. This is only for only saying that perhaps it's not contradicting the situation in which you detect the free top quarks at 2m of the top quark in this sense. Only this is saying, no more. And this is another in this region, which I don't know exactly if there is a similar sense.
What's the difference between these two quarks?
Here is that this is the pressure of is in 4.8 top quark mass. In this sense.
Why?
No, this appeared from the solution. I don't.
Isn't that two?
There are two branches.
There are two branches of the solution of this. It's not.
This is the threshold in the channel with one quantum
number. The green function was contracted in the singlet, color singlet.
No.
Only one flavor we are considering here.
So Chris.
No, quark, anti-quark channel. Yes, the green function was one line of quark, one line.
And this applies to any pairs of quarks you like? It could be up-down quarks or bottom quarks?
What?
Could this be any flavor of quark you
like? No. This is for the quark. We are assuming that there is a condensate. You see, we are assuming only one. This is another hypothesis. After we should check if when you consider various condensates, the energy prefers to only one.
When you say condensate, I was thinking that meant that you put in a zero
mesh
piece gluon product.
But also when you generate the condensate, you can for now you generated only the squeezed state was exponential of phase of only one kind of quark in this case. But you have the right to put a linear combination of product of quarks to generalize this, no?
So when you make your BCS ansatz for your shape, this is the prediction for the quark that was in that ansatz.
Aha, very good. This is the only thing for this one.
And in your mind, are you thinking that will be just a top quark, or do you have?
Yes, in my mind, perhaps this will be the top quark. And after, by Fritsch algorithm, the other property will appear at perturbation theory, perhaps.
And what is the second branch? What is that?
I don't know. It only appeared from the solution, Rafael, but I have searched if there is something detected in this area, in this energy, or not. This is only appearing from solving this, Rafael.
But this is also two, the second branch is also two free particles?
It seems that this that the two.
Like an excited state of the top quark.
Something like this. Is something strange in this.
What's odd is that totally you would have thought that whatever your effect is, it should scale with the GCD scale rather than the top quark mass.
No, I don't know. This is the point that I will try to analyze. After the resume, I will have some comment in this. No, what I was argued was that the proposed a simple form for the consideration of functional integral for states having quantum condensation, in this sense that it seems for us that may be useful also in condensed matter physics. A second two-loop approximation for the vacuum energy was evaluated, and then it produces a generation of the condensate, but not a minimum signaling a stabilization of the state in this minimum, and it's needed then to go further in the calculation. And the expansion is employed to evaluate the two particular Green functions in this simple approximation, no, for and which less predicts the threshold of the generation of a continuous excitation near the two top quark masses. And then this is the main one extension, possible extension of ideas that can come from this analysis, that for example, you would, it seems that possible that if you would consider from the start this matrix of condensates in the exponential defining the exquisite state, then you could generate this kind of terms. For example, if you attempt to find the effective action for flow of one kind and flow of another kind, then you will have this kind of diagrams in which, due to the large masses appearing here, no, assuming that the quark condensate is associated to this, this will be a short range interaction that it seems that could generate then the Yukawa couplings, no, between the different flows, no, and this thing. This is a speculation of the possibility, no, that can be explored using this approach. And also, this seems to be come to mind that, for example, in the weak interaction, no, starting in the gauge fields original from the weak interaction, then when you consider this kind of diagrams also with various kinds of condensate, then it seems possible to search for reproducing the standard model picture by, because here you will have also a very massive quark, no, and this will appear as a perhaps as a similar to the Higgs breaking mechanism. This
doing it, the way you're getting the flavor structure, as I understand it, is you're saying that the different kinds of quarks appear differently in the
For example, see, for example, you can consider this one we have considered. We have considered, we have not considered the SU2, the weak interaction indices. But we could consider, if you introduce this, we can adopt, for example, the only one kind of this is condensed, and the other not, and this brick weak invariance, and this. In some way, but I need to see what are the this prediction which can be or not checked, at least in this sense, no? But the well, dependence of what, Chris, of what magnitude?
Well, I'm just saying, as far as I know, the experimental evidence is that there is no flavor dependence on geometric actions, light quarks. Because there the bound states are dominantly strong in direct physics, and all the flavor dependence and masses is consistent with Carnot perturbation theory and what people did in the 60s, which essentially assumed that there was no flavor dependence to this force.
I don't. I only in this part. I only threaten to speculate about in what sense we can try to match with the standard model. No? But for example, this idea it seems for us natural. The people have already known that the when you get a top model, they can express the top model, but related with a larger scale. They can put this model in a way in which the Higgs, the role of the Higgs is played by the top condensate. By
that, they don't, that content is not a PGD content. It's content of some new interaction, which would be binding the top.
No, no, but in the top model, they argue that the top condensate generated by other mechanisms is playing the role of the Higgs. Is it that?
The thing that's what's puzzling is that the scale for that is not the QCD scale. They want the top model.
This is related with the original argument. Here we have not considered the gloon condensation. But our expectation is that you will generate perhaps this as a large condensation in this sense. But after including the gluon condensation, as suggested some calculations, you can get a singularity which generates also a gluon condensation, which is smaller and is related with the lower energy physics of the normal QCD. This is. This very good. This is related with the last comment. Sorry, man.
So, has anybody used this before? I don't
know. Oh, very complicated.
No, you can just paint it.
Perhaps no, it's. No, no problem. Very good. Let's do slow. No, they're not. this is precisely because this is, I wonder about this possibility. You see, when you have in this calculation, this kind of thing, they will have this appearance, N to the 4 lower. And then also when you calculate some finite terms, you get very large negative contribution, also indicating instability. No? And then when you follow with this, these terms are negative, and you can absorb in the lower in this way. And then when you extremize the edge, no, then to find the minimum, then you get this relation, no, and for the exponential you get this formula. Then, for example, you assume MQ 173 gap and mu equal to nearly lambda QCD, no? If I remember, nearly 100 MeV. Then you get a not so large number for A between B. If this instability terms, physical related with instability terms, are sufficiently large, they can justify a new regularization group, dimensional regularization parameter consistent with lambda QCD. It's an expectation, but it seems not without sense that this could appear this contradiction between a large scale and another scale.
I guess the thing that currently attached to me is that I just believe everything you tell me, so that I hear the answers are the right answers. And I got asked, does that look like QCD? The sense in which it seems like it doesn't is that it seems to work really well for the experiments in which.
Very good.
If you ask again, you have two scales, you probably get four pass for each fork, and you get the QCD scale. And the picture seems to be that if the four pass is small compared to the QCD scale, then you get some general flavor independent tau states. But if you let the four pass get big compared to the QCD scale, then the strong interaction physics is at least some small structure around some big mass. So it's not really so important.
Yes, I wonder if this is
scaling
of the mass of the quark. So even for the heavy quarks,
so that
means the
strong interaction physics is actually getting bigger as the
quark
mass gets bigger, as opposed to being set by
the QCD scale as the quark mass gets bigger. And perhaps the thing can be clarified is the gluon propagator have no p squared in this approximation which we disregarded the gluon condensation in this sense. But if we introduce gluon condensation, the previous discussion said that you can have singularities not at such high masses, but at masses smaller, created with low energy perhaps. And this this camp, this kind of potential depicted in the first large generation of a condensate for the top quark, and around this is a small generation of the blue condensate which respond to the usual thermodynamic discussion.
But if I take the bottom quark rather than the top quark, because we know a lot more about the bottom quark.
Who?
The bottom quark.
What?
Bottom quark.
Ah, bottom quark. Okay. Uh-huh.
See, there we know a lot about it. And we know if there are, if we know that there should be, so I don't know if there's a prediction that there should be a pair of states which are four times larger than M and 4M or M and 2M. And then it seems like those states don't exist as far as the spectrum.
But I don't know what is the prediction for the bottom quark. I only, this was. Eh?
Why would it be different for the bottom quark than it is for the bottom?
No, in the sense that the Fischer have argued that if the effective action prefers to have only one quark generated, then the other will be blocked and will be less less condensate for the bottom and less for the strange and the charm.
The physics making that choice is BP.
Yes. This is the point. It's a strange point, but we are trying to follow the possibility.
But then it seems like if QCD is making the choice, one of two things is that. It's either something which, if I turned all the masses off, then I had a symmetry and two QCD spontaneously breaking, like I'm just making one thing of excitation time. Then there should be Goldstone bosons for that, because it's a spontaneously broken system. And we don't see those Goldstone bosons.
What? No. In this case, for example, we can have in one case, what's the QCD this world then? After this, you will have six quarks with massless, and you can make bond state with them. And it seems in this picture, yet you don't have. I don't say that you are consistent completely, but yet it seems that you don't have perhaps contradiction with the Goldstone.
Well, the contradiction would be that the normal picture is that the U and D quarks both get an excitation value, and I thought that what you were describing was the physics that would condense them. So it was good that you were getting something to be non-zero. But it sounds like what you're saying is that you're predicting that only one flavor will condense, and that is the top quark, and then the other bad quark, right?
This is the in the free chip approach, for example, it functions that we can assume only one kind condensate, and after applying perturbation theory, we can get other properties, or perhaps it's better to find the combination of condensate which minimize the potential, if we know. In this sense, and this perhaps will define this order of the large top one and the bottom one, the channel. This is the expectation.
How many quarks did you put in originally in this analysis?
No, only one. One for searching for.
You're speculating that it will break the.
Very good. We are exploring up to what point is possible this or not.
Hey? Sorry,
yeah, I missed that. Oh, no, finish, already.
Are you finished?
Yes. It was after the summary. It's only for the cookie.
Okay, so let's thank. Thank you very much. 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 Thank you very much.
This might be closely related, but it might not. I mean, you looked for colorless condensate, right? The condensate you looked for was colorless.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What if you had looked for a colored condensate? Is there some thing that prevented you from finding one?
No, because we are working about the vacuum state. We are not considering this thermodynamic approach for a quark gluon gas, Rafael. We are
I'm just wondering whether you might get us right
back to this, perhaps.
Breaking of the colors.
But for the vacuum, what seems almost natural was to say for the colorless one. Because now, for the case of plasma or quark gluon plasma,
let's just think about the vacuum. I mean, it would be bad, I presume, if you broke the color separation. If you got a content set that was colored,
yeah,
that would be bad. So I'm just asking you if you did this analogous.
No, it's difficult, but the reason, motivation, logistical, could be long, but perhaps we can search other variants of this to include other condensates, in order to see if there's some consistency.
The skiing, if you look for a color condensate, you should not. That's what I'm suggesting. No, it's a possibility, because it's a hard problem.
We prefer to search in the, for example, evaluating the energy as a function of the different condensate to see if they can, a hierarchy can be defined in this way. So
you're not thinking about channel potential turned on to different quarks. You're looking at a phase diagram or something.
With this C in the phase, in a diagram of these C values to see the energy, what optimizes the energy. And perhaps the the energy is optimized by this kind of structure, that hierarchical structure that is known.
You may less the energy with respect to what variable?
To the C parameters. This, for example, no? This you have various matrices of. Various flowers, and also weak interaction indices, no, and then to search for the minimum in this.
Your vacuum is like a perturbative
vacuum.
It's not the confining vacuum.
The one for connecting the interaction. You see, after connecting the interaction, and assuming the graph, you don't know. I don't know exactly what happened because. But it's needed to see, because I have not studied the low energy structure. You see, for to do this, you need to input the room condensate parameter, and this. But in before study, we get a similar to the Sabine vacuum logarithm, signaling a minimum in this sense, similar to the Sabine vacuum that is known that have confining and this thing.
Does that mean that's a magnetic field?
But this was physically Kapusta and many others have the they argued that the effective potential have a minimum. And this was a firm model for the confinement. And these Nielsen have worked in this. But after the people get rid of this by the lack of Lorentz invariance. In this case, you can have a kind of Sabine model, but improve it because you have Lorentz invariance. Sabine model is a QCD in which you suppose a magnetic field like equal to the electromagnetic one, and they calculated the effective potential and got the minimum as a function of the magnetic field.
Yeah, the observation I think was that if you could turn on a magnetic field with non-Boolean theory, then we have this ability, a plus possibility for direction gauge based over the distance. So they
No. This was an interesting model, and the people have not worked in it because by this, but
they didn't know what instability was towards.
But they made models in which confinement was predicted, Kapusta and others, and no, on other properties. And this early model, in this sense, this is one of the motivation to search for a covariant approach to the Sabine model, no? That it seems that perhaps could be considered in this approach. But this is for the low energy. I was more motivated in the problem of the masses and this, no?
Okay, any other questions? We can continue
our first
discussion. So,
let's thank
Alejandro again.
No, thank you very much.
We will be here until.